Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Happy Monday, loves. I'm coming into you hot today because there's just a lot going on and I'm excited and I want to blow a myth out of the water right now. So here's the thing. We look at these people and we see them on social media and we see all the stuff they do that's so incredible in the world and we put them on this pedestal that they didn't ask to be put on. And people have done it with me too. So this is why I'm bringing it up, because honestly, I'm sitting here, I'm looking around my house as I'm recording this, and it's a mess. It's an absolute freaking mess. And I'm working on it, but it's just been a whirlwind with back to school and everything else. And I have not been able to keep my house in perfect standard for, let's be honest, probably years. I do the best I can with what I got. And why I'm telling you that is because, you know, if you look at my Instagram profile, I don't have pictures of my dirty house because that's not necessarily appealing to potential clients to see that my house is a mess. But in the same sense, I'm real about that. And I will tell you my house is a mess, or I'll tell you when I'm having struggles. And a lot of the coaches out there do this. They often share it after the fact, when they kind of have the tools that they use to get through whatever they're going through. But if you don't follow them regularly, you don't see that. So then you put them on this pedestal and they didn't ask to be put on a pedestal. And why I'm sharing this is because people on pedestals fall down and they also get stuck with a big weight on their shoulders that they didn't ask for. And so I guess I just wanted to come in and bust that myth that like even the best fall down sometimes. And I think too, it creates this comparisonitis where we're looking at them and thinking they've got it all together and aiming for a goal that isn't really ours. And we have to stop doing that. All of us, every single human being on this planet is all made up of the same thing, love. And we're all intertwined and equals. And the only person that makes us not an equal to someone else is ourselves and our limiting mind that tells us that someone else is better than us because. And the becauses have to stop. So how do we do that? We start loving ourselves so unapologetically that we know that no matter who comes into our space, whether they have 30,000 followers on social media or they've written 5 New York Times best-selling books, that they're no different than us. They're made up of the same stuff as us. And they are just as good of a person, or we are just as good of a person as they are. Let that sit for a minute. You are no different than the greats like Tony Robbins and Rachel Hollis and Gabby Bernstein and Louise Hay, Wayne Dyer, all these people that are out there that we follow their work and their life. We're no different, other than they've created a platform where they share these things and they're making some money doing so. But you have all the same innate skills and abilities they have, or the ability to learn them if you don't yet already know them. And why I share that is because I just find that there's so much going on in the world and people just get really stuck in this idea that their life is just the way it is. Why this is coming up is I've been going through some of my things on my computer that I've saved over the last probably 6 or 7 years, and just kind of reading through some of them, and I'm seeing a lot of patterns there, and one of them is this putting people on pedestals that they never asked to be on. So I vow to stop doing that today and to see every single person as an equal. And I've been doing that a lot lately, where these women that I just absolutely love and adore, I do consider them an equal today, where we can share our struggles and we can share our strengths. And some of them are doing far greater work in the world than I am, but in the same sense, we help each other. So I wanted to come in with that. I also want to share one of the things I found that I wrote earlier this year, just to share with you guys that we're all in this together. So it's called The Part of Me I Was Denying. It hit me like a ton of bricks today. All the old ideas I have carried around with me since my last relationship ended. Ideas about myself, ideas about him, ideas about love. I was sitting writing inventory, taking stock of why the most recent situation in his life is having any effect on me, and I just started weeping. Uncontrollable crocodile tears flowed from my eyes as I reflected. After the separation, I threw lifelong conceptions about love out the window. I made a decision that I was never going to feel like I did in that heartbreak, ever again. I swore off love, off of men, and dove into being busy. Luckily for me, my life at that time provided many opportunities to be busy and not think or really feel, just do. As months went by, I grieved the relationship and allowed myself to feel the sting of it all. I did a lot of soul searching and found parts of myself I had long forgotten. I learned what I love and things that don't bring me joy. I surrounded myself with uplifting music, people, and activities. I felt alive. What I didn't realize was that I was denying a huge part of myself. The part of me that loves to love. The part of me that enjoys the touch of someone's hand around my waist. The part of me that enjoys curling up to watch movies covered in blankets with someone. The part of me that likes to do nice gestures to show my support for the other person's well-being and accomplishments. The part of me that longs for that sweet, tender kiss just to say we love each other. I had shut that all down and had given up on love in any sort. I stopped making any effort to meet people and had resigned myself to singlehood. It was lonesome sometimes, but those moments, no matter how painful at the time, came and went. I survived them. People would tell me you have to fully love yourself before you can love someone else. Well, that's not exactly true. Many of the people I know who are in loving, committed relationships don't always fully love themselves. Matter of fact, I don't know many people on the planet who truly love all parts of themselves. That's part of this journey in life, returning to that innocent state of unconditional self-love we are born with. That being said, I do love myself with all my flaws and too muchness. When I came to this realization that I truly do love myself and looked in the mirror fully and honestly, I wondered if maybe I am just too much for some. I love big and hard, and sometimes speaking to me can be like drinking out of a fire hose. I say it like I see it. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I've been told I am unique. I'm a unicorn. I'm not meant for this world. I've been told I am a radiant beam of spirit's love, even when I'm only functioning on 25% of my best. So, with all these things in my favor, why am I still single? In my denial of the part of me who falls in love, had I missed out on the person I am meant to be with? Was my last partner my twin flame, and I'm doomed to solidarity now that this phase of our cycle has ended? Am I just too much? Do I need to tone it down a little? These thoughts and many others ran through my mind and kept my heart tightly closed. Then one day, an exception showed up, and I started to remember how much I enjoy everything previously mentioned. I realized we, as a collective, enjoy companionship. We are literally made to be around other people. It's in our DNA. As the floodgates poured this morning for all the things that had kept me stuck, they were also tears of joy in the knowing that from this day forward, I get to choose again. I can choose to avoid all things that might put me out there, or I can choose to be open to receive love, abundance, and all the things I had once decided were just not for me. There's nothing wrong with being too much. It is perfectly fine to believe in the romance of it all and fairy tale-like love, backed by the understanding that all relationships have their ups and downs. The world needs more people who believe in love and act out that belief in all their interactions. This life is full of possibilities, and anything is available to me if I believe and take the action to achieve my dreams. Fear, hurt, and anger have no power here, and I'm on my way to believing in life-changing, epic love. I've always been a romantic. I just forgot for a while. But now that I remember, it's such a beautiful revelation. Be the love you wish to see in this world and keep believing in the magic of it all. I hope that brings you some hope today, guys. Just know that no matter what you're going through, you deserve an epic life. And you get to decide what that looks like. From this point forward, it's up to you what the rest of your life is going to be like. Are you going to see opportunities for growth in your struggles? Or are you just going to see the obstacles and remain stuck? You decide. Have a fabulous Monday, guys. Remember, you are beautiful. You are worth it. You deserve an epic life. And I love you. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.